ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. முகம் கரோதி வச்சலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபா தமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தினதரணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யமீஸ்வரம். So today is a topical class, as we have been doing during the previous term on Tuesdays. In the previous term we discussed the primary spiritual topics or primary spiritual principles of devotional service, such as chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deity, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, living in holy places, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And from the rest of the term and the second term, we will be discussing and exploring topics related to personal responsibility, such as Varnashram Dharma, cultivation of austerity. It is what it is called, secondary principles. Secondary principles does not mean they are not important, but mean that they are there to uphold the primary principles of devotional service. So we are starting today with a discussion on social and religious responsibility, what we call Varnashram Dharma. And it is a topic somewhat controversial. There are many different opinions about what Varnashram is and how to apply it in a modern context. We want to focus on the essential principles, the principles of responsibility. And this is going to be the approach. We will read from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, text 2, chapter 2, text 13. The chapter is entitled Divinity and Divine Service. And then we will discuss the topic. Let's sing the verse. Atak pumbir duya shreshta varna shrama vibhaga shaha svanushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir karitoshanam. Translation on purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Atak means so, pumbi, by the human being, duija shreshta, O best among the twice born, varna shrama, the institution of four castes and four orders of life. Vibhaga shaha, by the division of svanushtitasya, of one's own prescribed duties, dharmasya, occupational, samsiddhi, the highest perfection, hari, the personality of Godhead, toshanam, pleasing. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Purport. Human society all over the world is divided into four castes and four orders of life. The four castes are the intelligent caste, the martial caste, the productive caste, and the laborer caste. These castes are classified in terms of one's work and qualification and not by birth. Then again, there are four orders of life, namely the student life, the householder's life, the retired, and the devotional life. In the best interest of human society, there must be such divisions of life. Otherwise, no social institution can grow in a healthy state. So one question that arises from here is, what does Srila Prabhupada mean here? He's saying that everywhere the world is divided into four castes and four orders of life. How does this apply in the United States of America or in Belgium? How is it divided in this way? Someone could question. I mean, this is not relevant. This is outdated. What would you say? Can you speak louder, please? Okay, so you mean, so it is not about semantics, but about the context, the content or the meaning, the different divisions of work or occupations that people develop in society. This is what you mean. Good. Yes. Yes, and Srila Prabhupada writes also, we can review intelligent caste, so the intellectuals, martial caste, the politicians and people who assist them, productive caste, business people and the agriculturalist, and then laborer, the workers who help the others to perform their different occupations or different projects. For example, we couldn't have Radha Desh, like recently, Marek and his crew came back, and we were very happy to see that they are back, because we couldn't have the building we have at the college without their work. So their work is very important. We couldn't have such a beautiful castle without workers, laborers, who put it together. So everyone is important in discharge of their occupation. And every society has such divisions of work, people who become specialized. And then in terms of orders of life, a student life, we have students, what we call brahmacharya, householder life, families. The family is the foundation of society. We cannot build a healthy community if we don't have healthy families. We cannot develop a healthy society without having healthy communities. Sometimes community and society may be synonymous, but also they are different in that smaller communities built up the whole society. So we have family life, then retired life, after fulfilling family responsibilities, there is a period where there should be opportunity for introspection, for retreat. And in order to go deeper into what Prabhupada calls devotional life, or a life, it is, Prabhupada doesn't talk about renounced life, but devotional life. Because renunciation without devotion is useless. The purpose of renunciation is to cultivate devotion. Prabhupada continues, and in each and every one of the above mentioned divisions of life, the aim must be to please the supreme authority of the personality of Godhead. This institutional function of human society is known as the system of Varnashram Dharma, which is quite natural for the civilized life. The Varnashram institution is constructed to enable one to realize the absolute truth. It is not for artificial domination of one division over another. When the aim of life, that is, realization of the absolute truth, is missed by too much attachment for indriya priti or sense gratification, as already discussed herein before, the institution of the Varna Ashram is utilized by selfish men to pose an artificial predominance over the weaker section. In the Kali Yuga, or in the age of quarrel, this artificial predominance is already current. But the saner section of the people know it well, that the divisions of castes and orders of life are meant for a smooth social intercourse and high thinking, self-realization, and not for any other purpose. Herein the statement of Bhagavatam is that the highest aim of life, or the highest perfection of the institution of the Varnashram Dharma, is to cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.13. Translation again. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada summarizes very well the principle of Varnashram Dharma at the end of the purport. I read it again. Herein the statement of Bhagavatam is that the highest aim of life, or the highest perfection of the institution of the Varnashram Dharma, is to cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. To cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. So the principle is that every division of work, every period of life, what Prabhupada calls the orders of life, has a particular dharma or particular duties which will serve society, will serve the rest of the members of society, and therefore will please the Lord. The Lord has designed human life in such a way that everyone can develop God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. This is the higher purpose of human life. So in every stage of life, every duty should be performed in such a way that Krishna consciousness is developed within the mind of, within the heart of the person. And this should be done, it is naturally designed in such a way that will serve the rest of society. Unless we serve others, we cannot develop Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna, serving Krishna means serving Krishna is the source of everything and everyone. And everyone is part of Krishna. Therefore, it cannot be that serving Krishna is separated from the principle of serving other living beings. It cannot be. It is naturally designed in such a way that this will happen. And therefore, Shastra scriptures prescribe principles of dharma, of duties, occupational duties, that it is not about details, the details are there, it is about the principles that manifest such details. The details are there to uphold the principles. For example, when the intellectuals, are named Brahmanas. Brahmanas means those who know Brahman, or those who know the soul. So intellectualism should be used for the service of the soul, for the service of God. Then it is real intellectualism. If intellectualism it is misused to promote a culture of godless secularism, as it is happening nowadays in the world, in order to do what? In order to foster the supremacy of human being over God, ultimately. This is the underlying mentality, that we do not need God anymore. We human beings can make it successfully without God. If intellectualism is misused in this way, it is not anymore useful. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada describes in the Sri Upanishad, in the purports, that it is like a jewel, like a snake decorated with a jewel on the head. So it is dangerous because it's very attractive, but what it is the message? Everything is very nicely presented. What it is the message that is communicating? So it is actually ruining society. It is not serving society. This will be an example. Another example, the martial class, the government. Government should protect people. For example, in my visit to Cabo Verde, some of you were last night in the presentation, and the government was advertising children are the priority. Children are the priority. And that's right. Children should be the priority. But, for example, many governments nowadays, they are sanctioning, approving, and hence supporting abortion, killing the children before they take birth. So it is actually, it is hypocritical, it is not consistent with what it is supposedly uphold. Of course, we are not just pointing out the finger to say, okay, this is for mainstream society, this is also for us. What are we doing? What are we doing for our children? What is the history of our community? What are we doing now? What are we planning for the future of our community? Are we really protecting our children, our youth? These are questions too that we should ask ourselves. Are we doing enough? So in each and every of these divisions, the principle of So responsibility is there. When we talk about dharma, dharma means responsibility. Responsibility to please the Lord, to perform our duties for the satisfaction of the Lord, for His pleasure. And this is integrated with the principle of, as Srila Prabhupada puts it here, cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, of cooperation, protection, helping each other, taking care, for example, taking care of our families. I'm a monk, I don't have a family, but meaning taking care of the families, supporting, taking care of children, of the husband taking care of the wife taking care of the husband, and remaining together, for example, no matter what. Okay, there may be extreme situations where, okay, there is no choice. Sometimes these things unfortunately happen in life. But the principle of promoting foundational social and religious values that will support the peaceful performance of the devotional service. Because if we, for example, if we pretend to perform the higher principles of devotional service, we do kirtan, we chant the holy names, but we do not take care of others within our community, for example. We mistreat children, we mistreat women, we mistreat brahmanas, we mistreat old people, we don't offer proper respect to the seniors, to the elder, then how can we really chant the holy name properly? It is not possible. Or we become sahajyas, like the culture of sahajya. For example, in Bengal, there is the tradition of the Babaji and Mataji, the respected fathers, respected mothers, mixing together and having children. And then from there it comes another group, Jati Vaishnava, another caste. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he fought strongly against such deviations. Why he fought strongly? Because he saw that unless social and religious responsibility is taken into consideration, no respectable people will take seriously the message. And not only that, but no practitioner will have a genuine experience of pure spirituality, which is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the primary and secondary principles of devotional service, the Panchanga Bhakti, or the five processes of Bhakti, and the Varnashram Dharma, the social and religious responsibility, they fit each other. Of course, the Bhagavatam states that the Varnashram Dharma, without developing an attraction for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, is a useless waste of time. What is the use of being properly organized in a material way if we do not serve God, if we do not please the Lord? There are many examples in the scripture of communities that were very well organized in terms of social structure, and even some ethical principles within that social structure. But they were inimical towards God and his devotees. So that ruined everything. And this could be applied to certain communities in present-day society. So it is, that's true. But also, unless we uphold the principles of devotional service with being responsible in our everyday duties and relationships amongst each other, we cannot properly perform devotional service. Another example, take for the life of a student. What are the principles of the foundational principles of brahmacharya or student life? Eating well. Yeah, that's good. Celibacy. Study. Good sleep. Good sleep, but early to wake up. That will be another point. Waking early, that will be a principle. It's in Mahabharata. If you look in Mahabharata, it says, if someone rises after sunrise, the Mahabharata says, uses a strong word, it's sinful. For a student, why it is so? Why would you say, sorry to say that, but... No, okay, here it's okay, no problem. We're in Belgium. Well, so why this may be so? Why the Dharma Shastras state, make, for example, such a statement, rising early will be one of the principles for a student. Serve the master, you mean God and the guru? The spiritual master. Okay, in order to serve the teacher, good. Good, a healthy lifestyle, good. Helps the student to develop the mode of goodness. What is a student life meant for? Studying, but what for? Why do you study at all? Why do we don't just have fun, and why should we waste time studying? To know the goal of life, and what for? What's the point? Just have a good time, study. But why you control the senses? Just have a good time. I was in Cabo Verde. In Cabo Verde, one of the main problems they have, some educated people were talking about that, and the bishop, we met the bishop, and he said that was the problem. Problems of values. I thought in the West it's not that different anymore. But the problems of values, the family values, the family values were not upheld. So people, they were getting together, they will marry, they will have children. The average number of children, they have 8-10 children, average. But the problem is not that. If they will take care, that's not a problem, that's a wealth. If children are well taken care, both materially and spiritually, that's a wealth for the community. The problem is that sometimes they abandon them. And then the father disappears, they have a very high rate of emigration, the father goes elsewhere, and the child never sees the father again. it's a very, very difficult situation for the children. There should be an example of lack of social response, social and religious responsibility. If I have a child, I have to take care of him or her. I cannot just have the child and then go to something else. No, it's my duty to take care. So the principle is that we, in every activity, we should uphold the higher values in every activity we perform in our duties. So student life is meant for preparation for a lifetime, sometimes we say also at the college, preparation for the life. So if we are not able to be disciplined during our student life, that will affect our future life when we have families. If we are not able to develop a serious practice, serious devotional practice during our student life, it will be more difficult to do it during our family life, because then we will have more pressing duties to perform. When we have families, if during our student life we prepare well, even if it will be difficult to juggle together, put together the family duties and the sadhana duties, for example, but okay, still somehow we will manage, we will do it. But if we don't do it during student life, it will be very difficult later on. So this is the general underlying general principle of Parnashram Dharma. Social and religious responsibility in cooperation for the service of every member of society, especially those who depend on us by God arrangement. By God arrangement, some people depend on us, and we should serve them. We should take care of them. All this for the pleasure, for the satisfaction of the Lord. Obviously, Varnashram Dharma is it's an enormous topic, and we will be discussing it in more lessons. Next week, I would like to have a volunteer from the second year who didn't present yet to present the topic, focusing in general and going into more specifics. I think it's Kumari. Will it be possible to do it? You didn't present this year, no, so far? That should be okay, no? One. Is that, it's only one lesson. Okay? Okay, thank you. And then the week after will be year one students. So I think every year two did it, with after Kumari will be, you did. Who else is year two? Manu Kanya did. Who? Krishna, that's a man who did it. Chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, so any comments or questions on this topic? I have not studied this, historically studied the development of ideas in ISKCON about Varnashram Dharma. Possibly this could be a misunderstanding. I mean, a thought that comes to mind is that Srila Prabhupada said He wanted to establish Varnashram Dharma, going to New Vrindavan and Gita Nagari. So Srila Prabhupada, he related Varnashram Dharma with farm communities. Therefore, some may think that, but Srila Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, that in order to build a healthy society, we need Brahminical culture and cow protection. So we cannot just take care of the cows and the land if we don't have a Krishna conscious education. Brahminical culture means worship of the deity, teaching other people how to worship the deity. Means also studying scripture and teaching others how to study the scripture or how to study scripture. And then, okay, charity and giving charity, that's there also. So if these principles are, every community should have a school, should have schools and colleges, or at least one school and one college, in order to grow in a healthy state of, in a healthy way. Yeah, that's a good point, that we should be situated according to our nature and develop our work according to our talents. Something to keep in mind, though, in Kali Yuga, the term, one term used is Varna Sankara. One meaning of Varna Sankara means mixed Varnas. So the Varnas, the tendencies are very much mixed, and that's why It is many times difficult to become focused and to specialize into something. And experts in the field of, I mean, modern experts in fields of psychology and counseling, psychological therapies and so on, they see a connection. For example, when the father figure misses in the family, it becomes very difficult for the child to focus. So this is, it is scientifically, empirically, scientifically proven that this happens. There is a great influence into that. Doesn't mean it is not possible. I'm just giving this as an example. So because in the age, in the present day world, the family tradition is not, is diminishing more and more. Therefore, the Varna Sankara increases also. Because it means the person doesn't, the qualification when the person takes birth in a social environment that it is not so conducive to focus and to be trained according to his own tendency. It's very difficult to be able to focus in a particular duty when you don't have the proper support from the parents, for example. So there is a need to... What I mean to say is that I'm questioning the idea that sometimes people we just quote Shastra theoretically and say, okay, Varna Shandharma, if you don't know what you are, then you are a Shudra. Then that's it. And yes, Shastra says Kalau Shudra Sambhava by birth. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born as Shudra. Why? Because Varna Shankara means everything is mixed and we need proper training. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized Brahminical culture in the beginning of the movement, since the very beginning. Because by education, by training, we can turn it around. There is no other way to turn it around than by educating people, both spiritually and materially, materially meaning materially spiritually, being responsible for the pleasure of God, performing the duties properly, again, taking care of the families, for example, for the pleasure of God. We see, for example, why Radhadesh community, the Radhadesh community, is a successful community. There are many factors, but certainly one very important factor is that the leaders of the community, they have steady families. Isn't it? Will it be possible to have a strong community without the leaders having steady families? Being properly situated in the ashram in a responsible way. Will it be? I have seen, I do travel a lot, and I do see many yatras. Sometimes the problem is that there are no leaders because the people cannot even, don't take care of their families properly. How they will take care of their community? It's not possible. Charity starts at home. First take care of yourselves properly, in a responsible way. Responsible means also thinking of the others. And then take care of your family, then take care of your community. So this is very, very important. And this is an example. I'm giving this example because the family is the foundation, is the foundational unit of society. Like the monks, they are not the foundational unit. They are aloof from society in one way. Nowadays, okay, everything is mixed, and also monks are mixed with more with society. But it's the unit of society is a family. Will say that we should do it well. We think first we should be trained, then we can train. We should do a good job. These things take time, and we should, if we need to get advice from experts, if we study the history of education in ISKCON, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada, there are quotes to different devotees telling them to go and get an education outside the ISKCON community because we still need that to be done. We still, why we have such a good college? Because Shaunaka Rishi Prabhu took the trouble to put many years, he's given his whole life to establish the Oxford Center for Hindu Studies, to train qualified teachers who can come here and teach. If we don't have qualified teachers, how we can offer good training? So first we need to become trained, and then if there are things that need to be, or do research, if we want to do a proper Vedic, let's do proper research. Study what is in the Shastra, do a thorough research. Then we can say, okay, to offer contributions to develop a faculty of political science in modern language. So, okay, then this will be to train Kshatriyas. But then should be, yesterday Shaunaka Rishi Prabhu, we were having a conversation, he was mentioning how important it is that everything should be, all whatever discipline we develop should be overquoted, we could say, he didn't use that word, this I'm using, but this is how I understood, with theology. Theology should be, theological studies should be present in every discipline. This is Varnashram Dharma. If it is not for the satisfaction of the Lord, what's the point of studying anything? So we need to do things in this world, but we should do it for the satisfaction of the Lord. And therefore, devotional service should be a prominent element in every field and in every area of study. Any other points, questions? I got distracted, actually. I was thinking of something else. Can you please repeat the last part? If you don't have many children, you mean? You read that in... What do you think, Shaunaka Rishi Prabhu? I saw you were questioning. Thank you. Yes, I will say also, if you do a good job, if you have many children, and you transfer them the values, or do a good job in transferring the values, meaning taking care of them, the chances that they will convert themselves will be bigger. And that's our duty. We should do our share. So I will say we should take care of the children we have now, and then we can expand having more. But if we have, like, for example, in that country they have many children, but now the government has realized that unless they invest in education, they cannot develop well the country. And on the basis of educational development, the country is gradually prospering. They set the legal advisor to the prime minister who received us. He said their main concern at the moment, he said, you are very much welcome. We want to promote values in this country. And they were afraid of the Muslims and the Chinese. This is what they said, I don't know. Of course, with diplomats, you never know what is their agenda. But they were afraid that because it is such a small country, the Muslims, they are trying to develop their followers there and to start like fundamentalist cells and groups and take over the country by having many children. But actually the ideology is more, is it really religious or is it more, it's mixed with politics actually. It's more, there is a separate agenda. Any last points? Can you speak louder, please? You mean that you have, if you have more sons, you have more chances to... No, I mean, I don't know if you mean that. I'm just clarifying. Yeah, that's true. Yes. He took care of... he prayed to the Lord, actually, for a special son. And then he trained him, he educated him. But also you can have two children, and you can do a good job. Like Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu and Vinoda Manjari Mataji, they have two, and they did a good job, isn't it? Nimaya and Lalita. So it's quantity, but also quality is there. On that note, we end. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.